Thank you for joining us for Bread of Life. Bread of Life is sponsored by Bread of Life Fellowship in Boise. To contact us, please call 331-4096. That number again is 331-4096. And now, here is our speaker, Joel Van Hoogen of Bread of Life Fellowship in Boise.
We're in John chapter 13, and we're considering the steps to learning and becoming a servant like the Savior. In commending His example to the disciples after He washed their feet, the Lord Jesus says, "You call Me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am." Christ uses their address of Him and His authority over them to commend to them His example of service. Their ability to learn from the Lord Jesus was directly impacted by what they called Him. They called Him Lord. Listen, I grew up in a generation that felt that titles were barriers to intimacy and to fellowship. We decided that we wouldn't pray with fancy, reverent language. We would stuff our hands in our pockets and speak conversationally to God. And we would make sure we spoke of our Savior as Jesus all the time, so that everyone would feel close to Him and feel like He were always a friend. But here it appears that this same Jesus endorses a name, a title by which He wants us to call Him, to address Him when we speak to Him or speak of Him. Today we put back the tape a bit and consider this biblical challenge to not be on a first name basis with the Savior, but always remember to call Him Lord.
One of the things you'll find is that when Jesus Christ encouraged individuals to refer to Him, He encouraged them to speak of Him as Lord. When He sent out His disciples to acquire a donkey in order that He might ride into Jerusalem on that donkey, He gave them instruction that they would find a man with a donkey, and that they were to say to that man, you'll find this in Luke chapter 19, verse 31, they were to say to that man, "The Lord has need of him." And when Jesus sent His disciples out to find the upper room, or the man who would provide an upper room where they could eat the Passover feast, and He gave them direction of where they might find this man, Jesus told them that when they encountered this man, that they were to say to the man, "The Lord says," and this is in Matthew chapter 26, verse 18, "The Lord says, My time is at hand, I will therefore keep the Passover at thy house." And so when Jesus encourages individuals to speak of Him and to refer or reference Him in their conversation, He encourages to reference them as Lord. And then if you'll go through and you'll look through all of the Gospels, and I did this just the other day doing a search, you'll discover that every single time that you find one of Christ's disciples, one of those individuals who believes in Him and trusts in Him and is following Him, you'll find on every occasion when they speak of Him, they do not call Him Jesus. Instead, this is how they speak of Him. In Matthew 14, verse 28, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be You, bid me to come unto You on the water." In Luke chapter 9, verse 54, we read this, "And when His disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt Thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" In John chapter 14, verse 5, when Jesus is speaking to His disciples in the upper room after this occasion, telling that He is going to another place, Thomas said unto Him, "Lord, we know not where You're going." In Matthew chapter 26, verse 22, when Jesus had told them that one of them was going to betray Him that very night, we read, "And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto Him, Lord, is it I?" In Luke chapter 24, verse 33 and 34, we read this. This is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. "And they rose up that same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, and said, The Lord is risen indeed." And everywhere you find when they speak of Jesus Christ, they refer to Him as the Lord. Interestingly, if you'll go back and continue to look at the references, you'll find out that those individuals who did not believe that He was the Lord referred to Him simply as Jesus. That's what Pilate did. He referred to Him simply as Jesus. You'll find also that whenever the demons who are possessing individuals speak to our Lord and Savior, when they reference Him, they do not call Him Lord. They simply call Him Jesus. And so in Matthew chapter 8:29, we have an example of this, where it says this, And suddenly, speaking of the demons possessing a man, they cried out saying, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come to torment us before the time?" Now obviously, it's not wrong to refer to our Savior as Jesus. If you read the Gospels and you read the narratives, you'll read on plenty of occasions that as they're describing what takes place and they're taking note of events, they refer to Him by the name Jesus. But when they speak of Him and they relate themselves to Him and they come before Him in personal address, or when they're speaking of Him to others and they're speaking of Him in a sense of intimacy and personal address, they always call Him Lord. Now, I think this is one of the more difficult lessons for me to learn and apply myself. The fact is as I was writing my message, I constantly found myself wondering whether I should use that word or speak that way, and it was new for me. This idea that when I speak of Jesus and I talk to Him of others, or when I speak of Him and pray to Him, that I refer to Him as Lord and not as Jesus, is not something that I've been taught to do in my generation. I'm a member of the, and most of you are a member of the casual generation. We don't say Mr. and Mrs. We call you by your first name so you know that we think of you as an equal and that we think of you as an intimate. And in fact, we like to tease you a little bit so that we bring you down to our level so that we can all relax together. And the fact is that the generation that I have grown up in has affected the way that I address God, and I suspect that that's true with you as well. I have written here a couple of reasons why I think our generation has this habit of speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ in just the first person as Jesus alone. The first reason is this, and I thought of two reasons. One of the reasons is we prefer to call Him Jesus because we think if we do it this way that it will create and express a greater intimacy with Him. See, I'm aware that people today do desire intimacy with God. They do long to feel close to our Savior and to feel near to Him. But our generation has mistaken flippancy and casualness in God's presence and attitudes overloaded with sentimentality and melodramatic romance for intimacy. Our generation was taught that if we remove the titles from persons' lives, that we would create greater intimacy with them, and that titles only serve to create a barrier between us and them. And so as a result, we just like to call Him Jesus. It makes Him seem more approachable to us. It humanizes our relationship with Him. It humanizes Him so that we can somehow feel like He's a regular guy, a pal, someone we can draw near to, someone we can feel comfortable with in spite of what we're doing or how we're living. We can come from a week of living completely for ourselves. We can come from a week of indulging and engaging our minds in things that are not worthy of Him, of filling ourselves up with entertainment that do not honor Him in any way, of living for our own satisfaction. And then we can come into a service and we can just refer to Him as Jesus and not feel hypocritical and not feel like we're removed from Him in any way whatsoever. But intimacy with God never replaces a reverence for Him. And the true spirit of intimacy always is ready to call Him Master and Lord. Let us remember that it was John who saw Him, the one who Jesus loved, John says, who saw Him on the shoreline of Galilee and said, "It is the Lord." It is the one who was the one who we read in the upper room was resting His head upon His breast, who called Him Lord. It's a false assumption to think that somehow we make ourselves more intimate with the Savior of the world and with our Lord Jesus Christ simply by calling Him by His first name. I remember in this kind of a overloaded attempt to create a sense of intimacy and connectedness, a seminary professor I had, this seminary professor used to come into the classroom at the beginning of the class and tell different jokes and tell a funny story. And then after it was over with a chuckle, he'd begin to pray. And his prayer was almost always the same way. "Oh, Jesus, we're just so happy to be here. And hey, you've been so great to us today. And it's been so good to spend time with you. And it's so great to know that we can just, you know, be comfortable in your presence." And, you know, you had the impression while he was praying that if God had been there in a manifest presence before him in bodily form, that he would have wanted to
step up and slug him in the arm or pat him on the back or put his head under his arms and, you know, give him a noogie. That's the kind of, that's what you had, the impression? That's what it was like. But there was never a sense of reverence at the end of his prayers. And the fact is, I don't think it created any kind of intimacy, not at least with a God that we need. A God who can be patted on the back as a God who is irrelevant to the real needs in my life. We need a God who we come before and bow before and fall into His arms and cry out and call His name Master and Lord. I think there's another reason why we fail to call Him Lord so often and why we like to simply refer to Him as Jesus. And I'm not saying that's always wrong, but I think one of the reasons is we like to keep Him human. We like to keep Him someone who we could relate to on that level because we really don't want to relate to Him as Lord. We're an independent generation and we don't like people telling us what to do. And we know that we want to be the boss. And we also know, as I said just earlier, that titles grant individuals authority. And we don't want to give them titles because we don't want them exercising authority over our lives. And so we hesitate to habitually call Him Lord because we really don't want Him to be Lord. We do not want our relationship with Him to be a constant reminder that He is the absolute master of our lives, that He is the one who is the dictator of all that we are to think and all that we are to do and all that we are to be. Such a lordship we instinctively rebel against. And so, in order for us not to be conflicted between our professions of intimacy with the Savior and our practice of self-rule and self-governance on a regular basis, we find it easier just to call Him Jesus. But here Jesus again gives this personal endorsement to the name that we have spoken of. Our blessed Redeemer said this, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well." It's something we need to learn. It's something we need to exercise. He goes on to say this, if I being your Master and Lord, look, he says, you call me Master and Lord and you say, well, if I being your Lord and Master, remember Master means teacher, if I being your Lord and Master have done this thing to you, you also ought to wash one another's feet. It's interesting, he changes the order. First he says, you call me Master and you call me Lord. You call me teacher and you call me Lord. Now if I am your Lord and teacher, now he changes the order. Why? Because of this. If you are not ready to surrender to Him as Lord, you will never be able to receive Him as teacher. You won't be able to learn from Him and be instructed by Him. This is our point. If you want to learn a life of service, you must orientate yourself to Him as Lord and be surrendered to Him as Lord. And if you will, then He will become your instructor as well. He will teach you what it is you should do, how it is you ought to, and we ought to wash one another's feet. How do I make an application to all that? I don't know exactly. Only to say this. Let me encourage you to begin to increase in your reference to Jesus Christ the language of Lordship. Let me encourage you when you come into those intimate moments where you pray to Him that you are ready and you find it just as easy to call Him Lord and to refer to Him as Lord as you are to refer to Him as simply Jesus. In fact, let that word be the word that predominates your reference to Him and how you speak of Him.
Thanks for joining us for Bread of Life, a ministry of Bread of Life Fellowship in Boise. You're welcome to join our times of worship every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We meet in the Old White Church located on the corner of State Street and Walnut in the Warm Springs area of Boise. If you would like a copy of today's program, please call us at 331-4096. That number again is 331-4096.